We are continuing our previous shiur in the union of Chatzir Mehaleches. Previous shiur we presented a Chakira. It's Pshat in Chatzir Mehaleches that it's not Kona because it's nothing, it's Header. Or that it is a Chatzir, just a Shlila, but it's not, the Chatzir is not Kona. And we were marich in that, and now, Yirtz Hashem, we will continue. We have to understand how a kinyan chatzir is poel, and if we do, then we can understand why there's a psul of chatzir mehaleches. The reason of a kinyan chatzir is because a chatzir is batel legamrei lebailim, and that would explain how chatzir is shluchos shel adam. According to one opinion, chatzir is mitam yad. According to the other, it's mitam shlichus. So if it's mitam shlichus, how does it work? Chatzir has no das, and by shlichus we have a din of ma'atem b'nei das, av shluchachem b'nei das. See, the explanation is that only the genogeh, the katan, who has a little bit of das, is a chisaron that he doesn't have das b'shlemus. Since he's a little bit of das, he's a metzias b'fnei atzmo. He doesn't have shlemus hadas, that he could be mevatel himself to the mishalech. Mashen kein a chatzir. So that's the chisaron of a katan. He has a little bit of das, which makes him a metzias b'fnei atzmo, but not enough das to be mevatel himself to the mishalech. Mashen kein b'chatzer, ein kan chisaron. Mashen lo das klal, ki adrabi, he anosenes. Zeu gufa, mashen l'chatzer das, klal, hi asi b'shechol esbada l'gami l'balev v'niklos b'shvila. So, by chatzer, there's no chisaron that it is no das, because adrabi, that itself, that a chatzer doesn't have das, that's the reason that it's misbata legamre lebaaleha. So in other words, the pshat is the reason a chatzer is kona is because it's batel to the bailim, and therefore when it goes into the chatzer, it goes into the bailim, and it doesn't have das to not be mevatel itself, to be a metzias bifnei atzma, so therefore it's kona. And that's the kesher between the chatzer and the bailim, that the chatzer is batela lebaaleha. However, we still have to understand how a chayfetz is niknali de chatzer. We can say in two ways. Number one, we can say that when you put a chayfetz, an object in the chatzer, it's like you put it in the hands of the bailim. Since the chatzer is batel to the bailim, therefore it's kona for the bailim. Or you could say that when you put something in a chatzer, it's like rooted kibiyachol besocha chatzer, and it becomes davar echad b'chatzer. Like Rashi says, "Benogela din echad tafus chamor v'efes tafus b'moseira," and avtesam et aleph, that the moseira is tachshir hachamor ukachamor dami. So what's tachshir hachamor is like the chamor atzmo. So since the chatzer is b'teil legamer lebalea, meila it's kone whatever's in it. So it's pshat that when you put the chayfetz in the chatzer, it's like you put it in the hands of the bailim. And since the chatzer is batel to the bailim, it's kona for the bailim. Or when you put something in the chatzer, it becomes mushrash, it becomes rooted kaviyachol in the chatzer, it becomes one with the chatzer. And since the chatzer is batel to bailim, so too the this item is also. So do we see it as becoming part and parcel of the chatzer? Something similar to this, that it becomes part and parcel of one thing, becomes part and parcel of another. We find in Ogel Adina Hotzel B'Shabbos. It's known what Tosis writes and all the Rishonim Shabbos based on Nalti or Maskel Pashat. But Ogel Melechas Hotzel, that it's a Malacha Grua. And the explanation is, Arei Perish Mishnayis La Rambam, Reish Masecha Shabbos, She'ena Kochol Shar Melechos, De Shabbos She'asra Torah, Ki Geder Melechas Shabbos, Hu She'adam Yotzer, O Mishana Davra, Ide Melechta. That it's not like all other melachos Shabbos that the Torah asked, because the gather melachos Shabbos is that a person creates something, and melachos atzmo reshus l'reshus, or by being metaltel arba mispisarabim, there's no shinu b'davar atzmo, and therefore it's called a melacha grua because there's nothing creative going on over here. However, b'fo'al hotzel is a melacha asur, and the reason is that when you take something from reshus to reshus, there is something created, and in a more subtle way. Because when you're in one rishus, it's kiviyachol mushrash ba'osam makom. It's like mechubar to makom. When a person's in a certain place, it becomes very connected to that place. So that's what goes on over here with the. With the item on Shabbos. It becomes part of that place. And Memela, when you move it out of the Arba Amos, now it's in a different place. Or now when you move from one Rishus to a different Rishus, in a different place. So that's a Shinui Bedavar. And therefore, Lashon Chazal, Melechus Hotzah, is Akiran Hanacha. So why is it Akiran Hanacha? Why don't we say Hagbah? You're Magbiah it from one Rishus to another. So you see that the Iker is that you're Oker it from one place. In other words, it's rooted there. And then you're Oker it from that place. And you place it in another place. And then it becomes rooted in that place. It's the same thing. When you put something in a Chatzer, the Chatzer becomes Mekomo. And it's Mizbatel. And it becomes a Dover Echad with the Chatzer. And since the Chatzer is Betela, V'sheches L'Baalea, Huadin, Kona Dover B'shvil HaBailim. Since it becomes rooted in the Chatzer, it becomes part of the chatzer, and then therefore Mimela, since the chatzer is batal to the bailim, so too is this item. Signon acher, we could say b'shnei ofanim. Does the chatzer come to the chayfetz? Does the chayfetz come to the chatzer? According to the first way, it's ki'ilu the chatzer is makabel the chayfetz to be nikna the bailim, since the chatzer itself is batal to the bailim. According to the second way, the chatzer isn't doing anything. The chayfetz is misbatal to the chatzer. And b'derech memela, it belongs to the bailim. So the first way is that the chatzer comes to the chayfetz, and then the person owns the chatzer, and memela also owns the chayfetz. Or the chayfetz comes to the chatzer is not doing anything, it just becomes part of the chatzer. And then b'ofen memela, automatically it becomes nikne to the bailim. So al pi shnei ofan and b'ofen pula sakin shel chatzer, we could be mevayer what the psul of chatzer ma'alechet says. If we say like the first way that pula schinin chatzer is done through the fact that the chatzer is baltel to the bailim, and therefore it's kona whatever is inside. So if the chatzer is mahalech, it's poget, it's mafriya to the bittel, to the bailim, because if it can go independently, so that's morish she'ena b'teil gamri lebailim. And if we say that Kenyan Chatzer is Nifal al Yesha Chayfetz Mishtarish Venasa Chadim Achatzer, Hine Apsul Shal Chatzer Mehalechesu, Shizeshi Hime Halechas Mimakom Lamakom Zemafriya Ladover Melios Mushrosh Bachatzer. So if we say that the Kenyan Chatzer is because the Chayfetz becomes rooted in the Chatzer, becomes one with the Chatzer, so the Psul Chatzer Mehalechas is when it's going around, it can't be mushrash, it can't be rooted in the Chatzer. Because when can you say the Chayfetz becomes part and parcel of the Chatzer? When the Chatzer is in one place. But when the Chatzer isn't in one place, it's mobile, so then it doesn't become rooted there. So according to this, we can say the following. According to the first way, the Chitzar and the Chatzer Mehalechas is Begeder Heyader. It's chatzer together. We have a chisaron together a chatzer atzma. Because since the echolus of the chatzer to go is poge and it's bittel, it emerges that it's chaser be'etzem ahusa shel chatzer. She chatzer koine la bailem ipnei she betele lem v'imena betele ino chatzer. So it can't be bittel because it's moving. So there's no kinyan chatzer at all. But l'fi ofen hasheni, the chisaron of chatzer melech is begeder shlila. Because there is begeder chatzer. Don't tell me there's no chatzer here. There is a chatzer. There's just a mania that the fact that the chatzer can be is moving, it's not pogay in the bittel chatzer to the bailim, but in the hashrashas achayfetz. So again, if you say that it's pshat that the way your kone is that the object goes into the chatzer and the chatzer is batal to the bailim, so if it's a moving chatzer, so then the chatzer is not batal to the bailim, so you have nothing here. It's hayat there, it's nothing. But when you when lefi ofen hasheni that the chisaron and the chatzer malechas begeder shlila, so you have a chatzer. Just the chatzer, the object can't be mushrish in the chatzer. The chatzer is batal to the bailim, but the object can't be mushrish in the chatzer because the chatzer is a chatzer mehalechas. So you have a chatzer, it's just not kona for the bailim. So based on this, we can explain the machlokas between the Tosa Rosh and the Ravid ben Ogei Ladin Zarek Lagita L'Soch Cheka or L'Soch Kilsa. He throws the get, the husband, in the woman's bosom, and the woman's kilsa, which is this sal, this basket on her head, she's Megureshes. And the Gemara asks, if Chatzer Malachas Lo Kana, Madua Megureshes? He was throwing into a chatzir malechet. So the Mefarshim ask, Ayin Shita Mekubet says, what's the shayla of the Gemara? Yitachin that she's megoresh, it's not midin chatzir, but mitzad din arba'amah shel adam kono sol chamur metaken, that something that's in a person's arba'amah should be kono from the Kaman Yud Amar Aleph. So answers the Ravid, that the din of arba'amah shel adam kono sol is dafka kishadam omeid, v'kevin kan medubar, that the woman is holeches, it can't be kono mitzad dalet amas, and it's mukhach that it's kono mitam chatzir. However, the Taisa Rosh is mitar, it's the kasha, no, that you can't say that there's a din of dalet amas, since the din chatzir that we have d'oraisa is mefatel the din dalet amas, which is only d'rabbanan, and she can only be kone mitam chatzir. Once you have a chatzir, it can't be dalet amas, because the din d'oraisa is mefatel the din d'rabbanan. So, it's hard to understand the tshuva the teretz of the Taisa Rosh, because according to the Havamina, it's a chatzer mehaleches. And if it's a chatzer mehaleches, there's no din chatzer. So how can we say that the din chatzer is mevatel the din arba'amis? Right? The Gemara asks, if chatzer mehaleches is in kona, why is she megureshes? He threw into a chatzer mehaleches. That's the Gemara's kasha. And then, on that the Mefarshim ask, no, she's megureshes, not midin chatzer. She's megureshes midin kinyan arba'amis. The Tosfos Rosh says, no, the chatzer is mevatel the arba'amis. No, the chatzer is not mevatel the arba'amis. It's a chatzer malechas, it's not a chatzer. So based on what we explained, it's beautiful. We can say the Tosfos Rosh holds begeder psul chatzer malechas begeder shlila. In other words, you have a chatzer. It's not pshat, there's no chatzer, there's a chatzer. Just there's a mania, there's a problem with the chatzer being konen. And therefore he's metaritz that the gather chatzer is mevatel the din dalet amas. That's the way the Tosfos Rosh learns. Tosfos Rosh learns there is a chatzer here. But the chatzer is mevatel the dalet amas. So there's a mania that's preventing the chatzer from being kona, that it's a chatzer ma'aleches. But according to Tosfos Rosh, you have a chatzer. You have a chatzer. Just that this chatzer is not konik, it's a chatzer mehaleches, but you have a chatzer, and therefore that's mevatel the din of dalet amas. Mashen came the Ravid holds the psul chatzer mehaleches begeder minia. In other words, it's a heyader, it's nothing. There's no chatzer at all, and therefore, if there's no chatzer, there is a dalet amas, and therefore the Ravid has to give another teretz. What's the Ravid's teretz? The Ravid's teretz is that since she's going, there's no din of dalet amas. Since she's walking, there's no din of dalet amas. So they're arguing this machlokas of how you view the psul chatzer mehaleches. So based on this, we can also explain another nafkamina, b'kesher l'psul of chatzer sheina mishtameres. The psul of chatzer sheina mishtameres is a psul b'deach hayader. It doesn't have a gedder of chatzer, because chatzer, that's not mishtamer l'das ha-bailim. The pshat is that it's not bottled to the bailim. It's not bottled to the bailim. It can't acquire for them. And according to this, if we say the psul chatzer me'alechaz is a psul and hashrash is a chavitz b'sul ha-chatzer, in other words, it's not a psul the gather chatzer, it's rak a minia that the chatzer can't be kone. There is a chatzer, it just can't be kone. So chatzer mehaleches and chatzer shena mishtameres are two different psulim, because the chatzer shena mishtameres is a psul betzem a chatzer, and a chatzer mehaleches is a psul bepulas hakinyan. But if the psul chatzer mehaleches is a psul and that's different than chatzer shena mishtameres. Right, that this is that the chatzer mehaleches is a psul be'etzem chatzer, and chatzer sheina mishtameres, that chatzer if you say that it's a problem with hashrasha, so then it's not a psul begeder hachatzer. It's a mania that the chatzer can't be kone. So it's a psul in the pulas kinyan. It can't be kone. You have a chatzer, just the chatzer can't be kone because it can't be mushrish because it's moving. B'chatzer shein mishtameres is a psul in the atzma chatzer. So according to this mahalach, there are two different psulim. The psul chatzer malach is a psul be'etzem a geder shel a chatzer. So it emerges that the two psulim, chatzer malach and chatzer shein mishtameres, are really from the same psul. The psul be'geder chatzer, neither of them is considered a chatzer. A chatzer, because there's a chisaron in the bittel of the chatzer to the bialim. So we can say that's a machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. Is it enough that the eved or the behema is kafus, or also we require yashin, as we discussed in the previous shir? When you make a kinyan, when you put the metal on the eved or on the behema, is it enough that it's tied up, or does it also have to be sleeping? The Rambam holds that the psul of chatzer mehaleches is a psul that be'etzem hageder shel chatzer. Since it's mehalech, it's not batel to the bialim. And that's also the reason for chatzer shein mishtameres. And therefore the Rambam holds that it's enough that the eved is kafus in order to be oneya both in yanim, that since the eved is tied up, he's batel to the bialim, and it's mevatel the problem of chatzer mehaleches, and b'derech memela, it's also mevatel the chisaron of chatzer shein mishtameres, because that's also a chisaron in the bittel of the chatzer, just like the chisaron of chatzer mehaleches. And even though chatzer stam is not mehaleches and there's no chisaron of hey there bittel, of a lack of bittel, and nevertheless we still have a chisaron of, it still has to be a chatzer mishtameres, and we don't say that since there's no chisaron here of chatzer mehaleches, but derech memela there's no chisaron of chatzer shein mishtameres. That is, what do we want to say now? We want to say we are mevatel the problem of chatzer mehaleches, because chatzer mehaleches means that it's bechlal not a chatzer. So memela, once we're about all that problem, what's about the problem of chatzer shein mishtameres? But that's not true, because normally when you have a chatzer, the stam chatzer is not moving, so it's not a chatzer mehaleches, and you do have a problem of chatzer shein mishtameres. So how can we say what we just said? So the explanation is that when the eved is tied up, it's a bittel more than a stam chatzer, because when the eved is tied up, there's an active peula of bittel, mashen kein b'chatzer sam shebata bofen stami avlona se shim pula levatla, and therefore when it's kafus, it's poel a bittel to the bailim, so it's also misalik the chisaron of chatzer mishtameres ledaitel. So this pula chiyuvis of tying up the eved, so that's misalik b'vasechas the chisaron of a lack of chatzer mehaleches. And memela chatzer makes it a chatzer mishtameres ledaito. It's misalik the chisaron that it has to be a chatzer mishtameres ledaito, because it's considered now a chatzer. It's considered a chatzer because he can't move, and you did a pula b'chiyuvis to make sure that he can't move. Mashen kein tosus, they hold that together psul chatzer malachas pulas akinyan, and not in the etzem a chatzer. So therefore, they hold it's not enough that he's kafus. We also require yashin. Because that he's kafus is monela b'chisaron chatzer malachas. So now the object can be mushrish in the chatzer, but you still need the yashen mitzad the chisaron of chatzer shein mishtameres, because now you still need it to be batel to the bialim. So as far as the pulas hakinyan goes, the fact that he's sleeping, the fact that he's kafus is enough. And then, in order to take care of the problem of it being a chatzer mishtameres, being a chatzer shein mishtameres, he has to also be sleeping, and only when he's sleeping is he need batel to the bialim. And the kinyan is going to be a good kinyan. So the fact that you tied him up makes it that the object can be mushrish bo, but we have the chisaron still of it being a chatzer shein mishtameres. So the sleeping part takes care of that. These are two different psulim, and therefore you need two different inyanim. You need the yashen and you need the kafus. And that's the machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. If Rambam holds kafus is enough because they're one psul, and Tosfos holds they're two psulim. Okay, there's still a lot more to explain, but we made some advancement, Emir Tashem, and for Zelcha, we will continue, Lineder, Emir Tashem, and we should be Zelcha, Lilmo Dulam, Elishma Vlas, Lakaim, Skolari, Sam, Torah, Sevihava, Amen, Vi, Amen, Shalom, Shalom.